we were taken to West Germany to a town called Gelsenkirchen. We came into Gelsenkirchen. It took us 2 hours walking from the station to the barracks. It was all tents. It was very far to walk, still in those wooden clogs. Our feet were blisters from walking. Well, whoever came in early was able to get into those koyas, but those who came later in the line had to sleep on the floor. The life in Gelsenkirchen, we walked to work every single day about an hour. 24 hours, we worked 12-hour shifts, day shift and night shift. We walked to work, and I recall the Germans saying, "Die sind Leute von einer Hirnanstalt. These are people from an insane asylum in the gray dress and the wooden shoes and no hair." How we wanted to tell them, "No, we are victims of your regime, but you do not say anything because there is an SS woman on each side with a gun and an SS man on each side. If you see a piece of potato peel, if she doesn't look, you grab it and pick it up, and you eat it dirty as is." That's how the hunger. However, in Gelsenkirchen, when we arrived, we were given a bowl, a spoon, and we got a little better food. Every day after work, we were given a bowl of soup, a boiled potato, and sometimes every day a piece of bread, sometimes every other day. Nothing else all day long. It was bitter cold. The shoes were broken. Very often we used some newspaper to wrap around our feet. But we were out of Auschwitz. Not the fear that you are being put into the gas chamber. The girls were getting weak and tired and sick. If you no longer could work, you are being taken away, never to be seen again. Or if they died, we had one doctor. She was a French Jewish doctor. She was wonderful. My cousin, one of my cousins, who had rheumatic fever at home, so she developed right away the heart. She was swollen all over. She was able to keep her a few weeks hidden in the camp, saying she has a cold or she has this. But after a while, they just took her away half dead in a little wagon. I never forget the sight of Schendel was her name. Again, the bombs were coming down. Many of our girls were bombed. And if I have time, I will tell you about my visit in this past fall in Gelsenkirchen. That's another story. Anyway, after many months, we were taken to Essen. There we worked, yes, incidentally, in Gelsenkirchen, some of the girls worked in the ammunition factories inside in a building. Unfortunately, my group worked outside. We were loading boats, we were building houses, we were building bunkers. Very heavy work, digging and all that, and not only did we have the SS watching all over us, but it was also the Organ Tod, which was the army. They too, shuffle, and called us dirty names and beat us. But we thought the harder we work, we will be better off. But it didn't work like that. As again, we were taken to Essen. There, fortunately, my group was working inside. I worked for Krupp, and I put in heavy pieces of iron in the in the oven, and when it got hot, I handed it over to the next girl, and that's how we work. But what happened one day, a piece of iron fell on my left wrist, and it broke. If you cannot work, you're being shipped the next day. I went home, and I said goodbye to all my relatives, to only one more cousin and my niece, Ida. And in the middle of the night, somebody taps me on the shoulder. It's SS woman Erika. Come, du Kleine, come, little one. And she put me in her car and takes me to Essen to a hospital. I said to her, Fräulein, why are you taking me to the hospital? I'm going to Auschwitz. What do I need? What do I need? Don't ask questions. On the way back from Auschwitz, from the hospital, she stops off at Krupp, and she asked Miller, the foreman, to give her a letter that she needs this girl. I spoke five languages, and when he needs the work done in Russian and Polish and Hungarian and in whatever language, I tell the girl to do. Otherwise, the work, she says, will not be done. He gave her the letter, and sure enough, I was saved. I had to go to work, which was fine. The only problem was we were terrible. We had no hygiene whatsoever. We were ridden with lice. The lice crawled into the cast, and it was biting. When they took off the cast, the skin was eaten up from the lice. Anyway, so we were there yet many, many months. The bombs were coming down, and we both... We suffered great losses, whatever was left of us. And then one day, they told us we got to march, the death march.